I just for a few minutes tonight, I want to talk about the blessing of the Lord and just to make this declaration. I think I can make this declaration on strong biblical ground. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. Praise God. Genesis 22:17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Now, if you read all of the previous verses in Genesis chapter 22, it's a very familiar story. Abraham going up to the mountain of Moriah there to offer his only son, Isaac. And the son said, I want you to offer your son, the son that you love. I want you to take him there. I want you to offer him on the altar and sacrifice his life. And the Bible says that Abraham did it. There's no indication of any reluctance. He had complete confidence and faith in God. He told those other men that he left behind on the side of the hill. He said, I and the lad, we're going to go on. We're going to worship there, and we're going to return. We're going to come back. He didn't know how it was going to work out. He just fully trusted God. He had full confidence in the Lord. And because of his confidence and his obedience in the Lord said, I have provided for you, Jehovah Jireh, I have provided this ram in the thicket for you. And then the text that I just read to you describes exactly what he said, I'm going to do. I'm going to bless you. Because you have done what I've asked you to do, I'm going to bless you. And because you have obeyed my voice, I'm going to bless you. It's interesting, the terminology here. He said, in blessing, I will bless thee. Good King James there. It's also in several other English versions of the Bible. It says it the same way. In blessing, I will bless thee. In other words, you're being blessed, but I'm going to just heap up the blessing. And you're being favored, but I'm going to multiply the blessing of the Lord to you. And that was the promise that was given to Abraham. You have to go back to Genesis 12 whenever he told him to go and leave his homeland, to get out of that land that was a pagan land, leave your homeland, leave your family, leave it all behind, and get thee out of that country, and leave your kindred behind, and unto the land that I'm going to show you. He didn't tell him where to go. He just said, I'm going to point out the direction. You do what I tell you to do, and I'm going to show you where to go. And then in Genesis 12 and 2, this part of the Abrahamic covenant. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. And make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And some of those words were repeated there in Genesis 22 to reaffirm the fact that God has promised him, you do what I tell you to do. You obey me. And I'll just mention three things that I see in this text that are necessary before you can expect this blessing. Number one, you have to have faith in God and faith in his word. You have to believe his word. He heard the word of the Lord and he stepped out and he left his homeland. And now he believed God for the son of promise, Isaac. But now he's put to the test to see if he really trusted and believed God. As I said, no evidence at all that he was reluctant. He rose up early in the morning and he traveled the distance. He went with confidence, and the Lord provided for him because he had faith in God, confidence in God. And so, first of all, faith was necessary. Second of all, obedience. Absolute obedience to God was necessary. He had to act upon what he heard. He had to believe God, and then he had to obey God. do what the Lord would have him to do. And the third thing, and I see it in both, in chapter 12, in this Abrahamic covenant, and then it's reaffirmed here with the promise of God that was given to him when he obeyed the Lord. And that third element is the element of sacrifice. Sacrifice. Faith, obedience, and sacrifice. That there was not anything that he was not willing to give to God. Amen. Ask yourself that question. Is there anything that you are withholding from the Lord? Is there anything that stands between you and a complete, total commitment and dedication to the Lord and to his will and his purpose? If there is, then that's the very thing that God is pointing his finger at. He knew that Isaac was the apple of his eye. He knew that above all things on this earth, that Abraham loved his son Isaac. That he was the promised son, fulfilled miraculously in his old age. And he was the apple of his eye, the thing that he loved the most. And he had to lay his Isaac down on that altar, didn't he? Amen. And some of us have Isaacs that we need to put on the altar. We have things that if you want the blessing of the Lord, then I've concluded from my study of these two passages of Scripture that you need to have faith in God's Word. Number two, you need to obey the Word of God, step out in obedience, and you have to be willing to sacrifice whatever God puts his finger on. Amen. Now let's talk a little bit about blessing. Amen. God wants to bless you. So I've given you these three biblical, scriptural prerequisites before you can ever expect the blessing of the Lord. But I think it's interesting that more than on my computer, my Bible program, I just typed it in and run the times that it's mentioned, bless or blessing or blessed. More than 460 times in the Scripture, you'll see blessing. The overwhelming majority of the time, it is referring to God's blessing upon his people. Amen. That God wants to bless his people. And I really love the text in Deuteronomy 28 it has a lot of the references in Deuteronomy 28 to the blessing of the Lord. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. It's a wonderful word. It really means that it will pursue you, that you won't pursue it, but the blessing of the Lord, when you act in faith and obedience and the willingness to sacrifice, you won't pursue it. It will pursue you. Isn't that wonderful? That God wants to bless his people so much that he's going to pursue you, and you'll be overtaken by the Lord. You'll be overwhelmed by the blessing of the Lord. Amen. All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shalt be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. You talk about the favor and the blessing of the Lord. This is such a wonderful, wonderful promise. Obviously, that was to Israel, to the Jewish nation. And you and I, as born-again Christians, we've been adopted into that family, the family of God. And so we can lay hold of all of these wonderful promises and all of these blessings as well. Amen. Read on through the next few verses there. And I could spend all of my time in Deuteronomy 28. I'm not going to do that. I want to talk to you just a little bit more about blessing, what it is. In the Old Testament, the word blessing, the original word means to add value to, or to add to. In the New Testament, It's a similar type meaning, but it means to give favor to, or to make, usually, like, for instance, in the Beatitudes, it's translated, or a lot of people, in other versions of the Bible, it just says happy. Happy is that one. Blessed is that one. Happy. That person is highly blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. So God wants to bless his people. And so, as I said, at the risk of making you think that I've switched over to a prosperity doctrine, I haven't, in the sense of what many misrepresent the scripture, but I really do believe that much of the time we just live way below our privilege. We live way below what God wants to do and how that he wants to work in our life. I believe that he wants to bless you individually. He wants to bless your marriage. He wants to bless your family. He wants to bless your children. He wants to bless your business. He wants to bless our church, our ministry, every aspect, everything that is concerning you. God's interested in that. And he wants to bless you and add favor to you. That in knowing the Lord, that you receive favor. Now we know that if we separate God from our blessing and our favor, if we take God out of the equation, then the scripture talks about the fact that if you gain things of this world, that there's sorrow with it, there's trouble with it, there's worry with it. There's a lot of things that are associated with gaining what the world has to offer. If you remove God from the equation, then really when you gain in this world, you also get a lot of the baggage of the things of this world too. And you don't want that. You want the blessing and the favor of God. And when God blesses you, then he, Proverbs 10 and 22, it says, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, not just talking about financially, includes that, but maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. None of all these things of the world are added to it. I've known of people who had a lot of things as far as this world. They were so afraid that someone was going to break in and steal it. They were afraid of losing what they had. And so their whole life was wrapped up in trying to preserve what they had. That's not the will of God. It's the will of God that we understand that God wants to add to our lives. He wants to give favor to us and bless us. And there's nothing wrong with asking the Lord, Lord, in your purpose and in your will, however you choose to bless and add favor to me, I just ask you to do it. And I want to take the necessary steps to strengthen my faith, to be obedient to your word, and to be lay everything down, to give it all to you, just like Abraham did. Even the most valued things in our life. We all remember the story. It was almost kind of a trend among churches and Christians to talk about Jabez. And Bruce Wilkinson's book, The Jabez Prayer, most of you probably read it. We've went through that, and nothing wrong with it. It's valuable. It's good. And it's just a couple of little short verses in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And we know the story, and I won't take a lot of time on the life of Jabez, but we know that his name meant sorrow. He had a tough beginning, but somehow out of his trouble and his sorrow that he began to ask God for favor. Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. Now, Jabez asked for blessing. I think it's fitting and biblical, since it's in the scripture all these hundreds of times. And most of the time, it has to do with God wanting to bless or promising to bless his people. Since we know that God is in the blessing business, then why not do like Jabez and ask the Lord, Lord, I really desire your favor in my life. I desire your blessing in my life. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me, he said. Bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thy hand might be with me. This is 1 Chronicles 4:10. That thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. So he included in his prayer for blessing, Lord, I don't want this to ever be something that's going to bring evil to me. I don't want it to bring something that's going to bring grief to me. I want your blessing and your favor, but I don't want it to ever to do me damage or to me do me spiritual harm. But the Bible says that God granted him that which he requested. Lord, he said, bless me, enlarge my coast, that your hand would be upon me, that you would keep me from evil. Nothing wrong with praying prayers and asking the Lord and believing that God wants to bless his people. Amen. For too long, I think that we just kind of back up, and whenever maybe others and other churches or other movements, you know, they kind of take things so far to the extreme, and they talk about, you know, what, you know, God can give you, you know, several mansions and luxury cars and large expensive wardrobes and all of these things, like that. That's the favor of God. That's not the favor of God. That's not the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God, it's never been the will of God to give you all of the things and to spend your life energy trying to accumulate the things of this world. The only reason that God wants to give you riches or wealth is that he wants you to be able to use it for the glory of God. That's the only reason. And if you're not willing to do that, then it'll just do you damage. It'll bring you grief. It'll cause you problems and sorrow. And so pray the prayer, Lord, I want to be used of you and I want your favor. And so pour out your blessing upon me. Amen. Lord, that it would just overtake me, that it would pursue me as I seek your face and as I walk in faith and obedience to you, Lord, that I would be able to move into the blessing of the Lord. Now, is there anything wrong with that? I don't think there is. I think it's sound. I think it's biblical. And I think that we can ask the Lord, Lord, bless me. There's nothing wrong with asking the Lord to bless your home and your family. Amen. God, to put his favor upon your family. We heard some testimonies about that here tonight. Nothing wrong with asking the Lord to put his hand upon your life, to bless you in your household, to recognize that even children and grandchildren are blessings from the Lord. Amen. They come to us and they bless our lives, and we receive them as that, blessings from God in our lives. But we can ask the Lord, Lord, bless our family, bless our homes, bless our marriages. If you remove God from people's lives, then the family experience can become a disaster, and it does in the world today with all that's going on. In our world, and removing God out of every relationship. When God's not there, then you're just headed into trouble and sorrow and more difficulty. You need God at the center of your life and your family. Seek the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, you've blessed me with children. You've blessed me with grandchildren. Nothing wrong, grandparents, with asking the Lord to bless your family and to bless your children and to bless your grandchildren. Lord, put your favor, add to their lives your divine favor. Amen. Glory to God. So he wants to bless you. He wants to give you joy and happiness. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be times of testing and difficulty, but the Lord wants to fill your heart with joy and with blessing and fulfillment. Amen. Glory to God. Abraham was promised that God would bless him with influence. He said, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to cause you to be a blessing. I'm going to give you the power to influence others. You know, right now, the world we live in, our country, the culture of America, is kind of pushing churches and Christians into the corner. We don't want to hear what you got to say. We're not interested in the message of Christianity. And for the most part, the church and preachers and things of that sort, it's just become such a mockery on almost every front. It's a mockery. This week, as you know, you may have heard in the news that one cadet wrote the scripture from Galatians, I am crucified with Christ, on his personal marker board outside of his, out there where Kyle is, at the Air Force Academy. And they put it there as a testimony of his faith in God, a Christian young man. Well, these anti groups got all up in the air. What's that guy's name? Mike Weinstein. He's always whining. Mike Weinstein. And he's whining about, you know, Christians get a chance to give a testimony. And so, he threatens a big lawsuit against them. And so the rest of the Air Force Academy just kind of cows down to him. And within, it said in the news article that I read, it said within an hour, and I believe it was either 9 minutes or 19 minutes, that they had talked to the young man, and he had reluctantly erased it from his board. One verse of Scripture. But when Marcia was talking to Erica, she said, you know, it's already in the news. She said, this has backfired on them because now there's over 4,000 young cadets at the academy. Hundreds of them profess Christianity, and they're all writing their favorite verses on their marker board. Amen. And even some that are Muslim still think that they should have the right to express what they believe. And so Muslims are putting up some of their religious verses and writings as well. So it's all backfired on Mikey Weinstein. Amen. Let me tell you that if we'll live for the Lord, if we'll honor the Lord can give us an opportunity to have influence, to touch the lives of people, to influence our world and to influence the culture that's around us. And the promise to Abraham was, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to make your name great, and I'm going to cause you to be a blessing. Amen. That's the call of God for the church. It's never the will of God that we be cowered down, that we be hiding away in our little, congregation and our little sanctuary. It's the will of God that we have an influence in our world, an influence in our community, an influence for a righteous cause, that we stand for right, and that we are living in such a way that we have a testimony to the blessing of God upon our lives. Praise God. So I believe God wants to bless you and give you influence. He wants to bless you and even bless you physically. Amen. I've been thinking about this a lot, because when you make the list of so many people that are under attack of the enemy physically, you cannot help but draw the conclusion that there is some diabolical thing behind all this. We know that Satan is the author of disease and sickness. And it's not the will of God that we just be so afflicted, so many in the body of Christ, so many in our local church, that are struggling and suffering, and other Christians, we hear about it all the time. And sometimes I'm reluctant about prayer request time, because it's almost like we spend 20 minutes telling about how successful the devil is in making us all sick. Amen. And I know it's important for us to make our needs known, but sometimes I think we would be better served just to give glory to God and to pray the prayer of faith and to give scriptures that relate to the promises of God, relating to God's blessing upon our lives physically, that He wants to be a healer and a deliverer and even to give us health. Amen. Glory to God. God, He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make you fruitful. I'm going to multiply you so that you can replenish the earth. Describing God's favor and blessing upon you, even physically. Amen. Obviously, we do a lot of things to our physical bodies that we shouldn't do. And we need to probably put ourselves in check in a lot of areas. I've been trying to do that. Lord, help me. Lord, I was talking about the wall this morning. Lord, build up some of that self-control in my life. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I want to live as long as the Lord wants me to live. I want to carry on the things that God wants me to do. I don't want to cut it short by my foolish decisions. Amen. Amen. I want His favor. I want His blessing. Amen. Sometimes when I don't feel good, I know that the Lord, He's merciful and He heals us many times when really we've just kind of shot ourselves in the foot. We've done things to ourselves, and I do believe He wants to bless us and He wants to add favor to our lives. But He also wants us to be a people of the Word of God and do the right thing. Amen. Well, I wouldn't plan on saying that one. That's not in my notes at all. He wants to bless us physically. Amen. So we can carry on His will in this world. We live in a physical world. We're in physical bodies. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so we need to take a close look and examination of some of the things that we do so that we can honor the Lord with our life. Amen. God wants to bless us spiritually. Ephesians 1 and 3. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Amen. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Oh, that's so much that's available to the church and to the people of God. So many blessings. I told you that the word means to add favor to. Let me tell you, whenever you come to the Lord, you do not lose, you gain. You add favor. You add goodness. You add the blessing of the Lord to your life when you get saved. A lot of people are afraid to get saved. They're afraid that they're going to have to give up and sacrifice and lose all these things. It's not true. It's just a big trick of the enemy. He's lying to you to make you think that you're going to sacrifice things that you love. But in reality, he's going to pour back so much into your life. He's going to add to you so much that you could never imagine the ways that God will bless you spiritually. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to confess that I was, as a kid growing up, I always loved gospel music. And I always went to these gospel singings. A lot of them were on Sunday afternoon. But I would hitch a ride. I would go to these singings. I mean, Blackwood Brothers Quartet and all these quartet groups. And they had a little auditorium in Tulsa there. And I would go to them as often as I could. I absolutely loved it. And I can remember, and actually, later on, I hooked up with some guys, and we put together a little group. And my that was my desire. I was just thinking, wouldn't it be wonderful to be a part of a singing group and travel all over the country and all these things? But it came down to a time that the Lord said, you can't do that. No. You can't pursue what you want. I've got other plans for you. And I remember when I was confronted with the test of obedience, doing what the Lord wanted me to do, and going to Bible school and all the things that were involved in that, it was almost like a death. I thought my life was over. It was like, I really thought it was like I was going to a monastery. And that was the way it was going to be. I just had it so built up in my mind. I thought, this is the end of joy. It's all over with. But I finally came to the place that I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I'll go. Little did I know that after I got there, in the years that I was there, I traveled all over the country. One summer, I was in 16 different states ministering. And traveled all over the United States. And many times during those years, it was like the Lord was reminding you, remember what you wanted to do? You wanted to do it your way, but I have another plan. I want you to do it my way. If you will sacrifice, if you will believe God and act in obedience to God, God's got big plans for you. He's got things for you that you can never imagine. If you'll surrender yourself to Him, if you'll lay your Isaac on the altar, then God says, I'll bless you. I'll pursue you with blessing. I'll chase after you and bless you again and again and again if you will just put your trust in me. Hallelujah. Another area that is really a fulfillment of long-time vision was the fact that now I'm so directly involved in radio broadcasting, something that was in my heart years ago. I wanted to do that. It was just something I thought, I could have never dreamed that I would have had the opportunities that I have. I have to tell you, I love preaching in the pulpit. I love every aspect of the ministry, but I just downright enjoy the radio. I enjoy it. I really do. I get pleasure out of it. And I know that it's just God saying, if you'll listen to me, if you'll obey my voice, I'll open doors for you you never would have dreamed that you would have had. Amen. You know, we actually moved to London the very month the station opened. It was just God arranging His goodness, His blessing. Now let's talk about money. Does God want to bless us financially? Oh, yeah. Yes, He does. This is where we get into this prosperity part. Amen. Amen. Does he want to bless you financially? Absolutely. The Bible says he wants to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. It's too much for you to contain it. That's a big promise, isn't it? That's a big promise. Now, I claim that one personally for my family. I claim it for our ministry. I claim it for the church. I claim it for LCA. I'm asking the Lord, Lord, favor and blessing pour out upon us. Help us to do your will, to act in keeping with the purpose and the will of God. And Lord, you pour out blessings upon us, even financial blessings upon us. Amen. I used to be so backward and shy about saying things like this because I thought people are going to misinterpret. They're going to think that all that I care about is money. And it's just not the truth. But I do know that God uses the vehicle of money to accomplish a lot. Amen. And I've learned that if God gives you extra money and unexpected money that comes your way, that you need to be immediately sensitive to the fact that if God does that, he's wanting you to do that, do something with it for his glory. Do something with it for the advancement of his kingdom. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless his people. Amen. It's not the will of God that we be beaten down and overwhelmed with pressures, financial pressures. It's the will of God that we enjoy his blessing. He can bless you, and he won't add the sorrow along with it. The sorrow with all the things that this world has to offer. We know that you're not to lay up your treasures on this earth. And when you do, then it's going to corrupt. It's going to be taken away from you. When you lay up treasures in this world, it's going to be stolen from you. It's going to be corrupted and rusted. And the things of when you want to accumulate the things of this world for selfish motives. Amen. Now, people in the world, they may do that. But the people who are born again, Christians, we cannot do that. We must believe that God can bless us and give us his divine favor, even in the area of our finances. Amen. And why would he do that? Why would he do that? Because he wants you to be blessed personally, and he wants you to be a blessing. He wants you to be a blessing. And I've watched this many, many times over the years. I've witnessed people who gave generously, who gave sacrificially. And then I've seen people who were in poverty. They had hardly anything, and many times suffering. And I don't believe it's the will of God. I just don't. I believe it's God's will to bless his people and to use us for his glory. Now, don't get dollar signs in your eyes. Don't set your affection on the things of this earth, but understand that God knows how to bless his people. And you can see people like Abraham and many others in the scripture that he blessed, even financially, he blessed them with great wealth so that they could bring glory and honor to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. God blesses his people so that we can bless others. Genesis 28 and 14, all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. Of course, I know that was a prophecy related to the Messiah that was going to be born in the lineage of Abraham. Jesus was going to come, and it was that gospel message that all the peoples of the earth were going to be blessed. But how are we going to proclaim the message of the gospel unless there are people who are willing to go and people who are willing to help go, and that we're willing to support and to back the work of the ministry? Amen. Glory to God. I believe the Lord is going to give us favor in some other areas. We're working, Good News Outreach is working on a project to build a radio station in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And we're asking the Lord to give us $30,000 to get this done. And $13,000 of it has been raised through Brother Bakary. We're asking the Lord to make up the rest of that money so that by January of next year, the station that will reach out to almost 2 million people in Freetown, Sierra Leone, that they will be preaching the gospel and playing gospel music and ministering to that area that is just a harvest field. Amen. Glory to God. There's only one other radio station that's Christian, sort of, and it's one of these prosperity stations. And all these guys like Ken Copeland and different guys like that are on there. And I'm not too much of a proponent of that kind of a ministry. But I have to tell you that I'm excited that God can allow us to be a part of proclaiming the gospel. Amen. And I'm believing the Lord. And I was on the phone forever with Brother Bakary from Africa. He's so excited. And he called me Friday and he said, it all came through. Which is an absolute miracle in a third world country. He has all the documentation, everything that you have to have through the, it's not FCC there, but it's the equivalent there. If you've ever fooled with third world country governments, it's just impossible. But he called me Friday so excited and said, I've got all the paperwork, everything, it's all approved. All I need now is to get it built. Praise God. Amen. So the Lord in his good timing is going to bring this all to pass. Amen. And we're going to see God accomplish this over these next few months. And I'm encouraged and believing God. Amen. And I know that this was a vision that Brother Huff had. I mean, we went to Nigeria and talked to the people in broadcasting there to try to see if we could establish Christian radio. Brother Huff was very interested in trying to see Christian radio stations built in foreign countries. And so this is really not just something that's in my heart. This is the fulfillment of a vision that he had many years ago to see this come to pass. God knows how to keep the blessing flowing. Amen. Glory to God. He knows how. Amen. And let's allow the Lord to use us and to bless us in some wonderful ways. And I just want to challenge you that whenever God begins to pour out blessings upon you in so many different ways, I want you to be willing to confess and to acknowledge that God is doing this and that he has a purpose for it. Amen. I mean, if somebody drops $17,000 into my pocket tomorrow, I know what it's for. I know what it's for. It's to complete the $30,000 that we need. And so pray with me that the Lord will bless this effort and that he'll bless the work of the Lord. Amen. One more verse of scripture in Numbers chapter 6. And starting with verse 24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. Favor. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Protection. And be gracious unto thee. The grace of God poured out upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. The fact, isn't that a wonderful thought that God is always looking, he's always aware of what's going on in our lives. Amen. The eyes of the Lord running to and fro. He's looking, he's searching for that heart that is perfect toward him. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Glory to God. The world doesn't have that. The world can't even comprehend it. But God wants to bless you with peace. They shall put my name upon the children of Israel. I will bless them and shall call them by my name. Glory to God. This was a promise to Israel. And by the way, we need to pray for Israel. God, your blessing upon Jerusalem and upon the nation of Israel that's surrounded by enemies. Amen. Oh God, bless them. Bless Israel and bless the people of God, your church. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. And there is nothing wrong with asking God in his will, in his divine purpose, Lord, send your blessing. Amen. In whatever way you choose to, Lord. Now that doesn't mean that this week he's going to fill your bank account, but it does mean that he'll bless your life. In a lot of different ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the promise of God. Thank you for these hundreds of places in your word where you have promised blessing to your people. Now I know, Lord, that when we come to you and we serve you, that it's nothing but your favor, you adding to us, giving to us, you blessing us with your favor. And we thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray for those in this service who are down, defeated, discouraged, and can't seem to see their way out of their trials, their troubles, and their needs. Lord, that we could recognize that we belong to you and we should claim your blessing in our life, just like Jabez did. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God.